Well, I just like had a cute little mug and
good morning.
Yeah. Good morning.
Hello. Happy Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't see where Twinsie's written.
Oh.
Oh, with your braids.
With our braids.
Yeah, I guess I didn't notice that either.
Hello, Heidi's.
Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And we're tired. But we thank you.
Yes. Yes. Keep ordering. Yes. We'll keep fulfilling.
Yes.
But we're actually back there. My hands, I've got like bandages. I'm down to the bone.
On wounded warriors
fingers.
Over here.
I know we were like running up here. I made the mistake of checking my email for a second and then I was late. A little bit late.
We haven't checked our email in a few days, but it's great. Tis the season. This is what we do every Christmas.
And it is fun. I love just seeing what I kind of put personalities with coffees. So like people that are like buying all subscription, it's like it's like adventurous, you know, just gonna try it all. And then there's people that just have like the basic standards, you know what I mean? And it's like tried and true. And,
or they order like 27 vanilla bean and you're like, all right.
You or know they you like. Order like 9 regular and 1 decaf.
Yeah.
Or the vice versa.
Like, is that your nighttime coffee?
Okay. Yeah. Is that like for the other person in your house? 9 for me, 1 for you.
So I love that.
Is not loving. Yeah. So if you're chatting to us, we can't see
so we're
it.
Making
Sorry.
Up stories.
We're just having as all we'll sorts do it. Of issues.
We're still having tech issues. One day it'll iron itself out, but my favorite part so far has been the notes. I know we've gotten some very interesting notes that Britton has had to handwrite.
Well, we handwrite all the notes.
Yes.
So what it is, we've had some doozies in the past.
If you write it, if you type it, we'll write it.
We will. We might laugh and snicker while we write it. I do try to correct spelling, though.
We might also take a picture of it and put it on our...
Yeah.
You asked me, bless your heart. You know I don't write the notes.
I know. That's why I turned to Britton.
I know. You're like, no, this is not the one. This is not the one. I'm not allowed to write notes for a good reason. And sometimes I'll try to like scribble something to some people.
If Patty did miss her vocation, she should be a doctor.
I should have been a doctor.
I guess I can get on Facebook and make sure we're...
Oh, good idea.
Even here because...
Yeah, you never
We went, no. It's, well, it says six little peoples, maybe.
Well, it does. Our chat just is not loading, so that's sad.
Yeah. So, some of the notes have been super interesting.
Well, in the past, we had some scandalous stuff.
Very scandalous notes. But she wrote it.
Sorry about that. Morning, Bill.
Oh,
good. I had my very cherry Christmas coffee this morning.
Yeah.
So good. Oh, yay. That's what we're going to do, right? Is test the different, taste the different coffees.
Yes.
Well, we're going to try the first 4
of the K-Cup only. And
do we have little cups?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, okay.
It's worth noting that the coffee in you get 12 in the 2.5 ounce one, the ground coffee, and
the
24 in the K-Cup one. So there are slightly different flavors.
But the first 12 match the first 12.
Yes.
Right?
So like if you got the K-Cup one, you got 12
of
more
the
flavors.
Same.
Yeah.
Yes.
But the first 12 are the same. They're so cute. And I do love people. I'm like, oh, you're starting late. You got to catch up. It's okay. I'm sending it out as quick as I can.
Yeah. And you can start whenever, right? Like it's been fun.
Yeah,
I know.
I'm going out even in January last year.
Yeah.
That's true. Because it's kind of fun any time of the year to try different coffees, really.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there's something about like breaking something open to get a surprise.
Mm-hmm. Well, in this year, they're definitely more Christmas themed than last year.
Yeah. The ones on our site, if you bought them from our site, they're more Christmas themed for sure.
Yeah.
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 But yeah, super fun. I know my son's doing Gemstone Advent Calendar, and his day 3, he didn't get. There wasn't in it. No, there was no
Maybe
gem in it.
Maybe he'll get double in 4.
Or hope. Well, no, he opened 4 today. There was nothing in it. But I like it because he gets up in the morning.
I haven't started mine yet, so I better catch up.
Yeah, bought the same one. And yeah, he gets up in the morning, goes downstairs, opens, and you know,
I think it's like $10 on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like, for sure, I'll pay $10 for
gemstones. Yeah.
Ooh, pecan divinity. That's what Patty said he liked.
Yeah. And remember the butter pecan. You'll like the butter pecan if you like the pecan divinity. Do we say pecan or pecan?
Well, we're not in the South, so. Yeah.
Pecan. There's a lot of debate
pecan.
How to say that, right?
I say pecan pie. Pecan pie.
Well, what was that thing you sent the other day about how people say crayons? Like if you live in Michigan, you say crayon.
You just say crayon.
Crayon.
Yeah. It's like fun.
Fenton.
We're from Fenton, but when we say Fenton? It, you don't even know. Fenton. It's like
we say Fenton.
Fenton.
Yeah. Well, that's why I try to pronounce my name too, because it's the same thing from where we're from. It's like Britain.
Yeah.
But it's Britain.
Britain.
That's true. We just take Britain. The T's out.
Yeah.
I say Britain.
Realtor. Say
Britain.
Realtor. We say realtor. And
realtor.
It's realtor.
Morning,
realtor. Whatever. We're from the Midwest.
Charles and Bill have special little badges by their names.
Ooh, what does that mean?
I don't know.
I think it means that they're top.
Has a diamond and Bill has a one.
That means that, well, I know a the one? Diamond, I think, means you're a top fan.
Oh, anniversary follower.
Oh, happy that's anniversary. Cool. Happy anniversary.
And one badge. And then Charles has a top fan badge.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I kind of want badges. I'm not lying. I remember they had mayors of whatever, and you could be the mayor if you, like, visited the most times. Yeah.
Oh, Amy's one of our top fans.
So I just realized that I only wrote down the numbers of these, and I don't actually remember what the flavors are.
Oh, that's Jennifer's up there.
Okay.
I wonder how you do that. They've got, like, little fires next to them.
You just have to be.
You're on fire.
You have to show up. You have to comment. That's
how you
do it.
That's cool. I like the little badges.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. So here's the K-Cup Advent calendar. Every day is
a surprise.
And it's
so cute. Like you get to punch it out. I love it.
And I just peeked at what the flavors were because I totally forgot. I just wrote down 1, 2, 3, and 4 on it. And I'm like, I don't actually know
what four was.
I knew what the 4 was, but I didn't remember the other ones.
I know we mentioned this last time, but if you have arthritis or you don't want to punch them or you just want to cheat, you can open the top and slide them out too if that's easier for you.
What would be funny is to like not tell people what the flavors are and be like, you just got to try it.
Okay. Well, that's like the chocolates, though. Who hates that? Yeah, I mean, I have to like break every single one to see which ones I want to eat.
Yeah, that's true.
Not live on the VIP group this morning. It's just not working correctly.
We got tech.
Where are we at then? Just the regular?
They changed how you can go live on the VIP group. And it's, we're on the Just Coffee Beanery channel. Usually I try to share a link to the VIP group, but I don't know my password and it won't let me log in to Facebook.
Oh my gosh.
Who knows all of their passwords? And then when they make you change them, it's just like, I'm not going to remember this.
So then you go through 3 and then you try to change it. And it's like, that was your last one. You're like,
I know. I'm trying to make
sure I remember it. 7 months ago. It's like, because I want it to be my password still.
I do not want to change.
Okay, what was this?
Okay, so this one is the first day in the K-Cup one, and it's Yule Log Delight. Yule Log Delight. Mm-hmm. So this is supposed to be like one of those like chocolate vanilla like Rolades.
Yeah.
Kind of think of it like a
Rolades?
It's a roll cake. So I made one of these in my French class to
is
get
that
extra
called, like,
credit.
A buena noches cake.
De Noël.
Bouche de Noël.
And it was so hard. So you like make like almost like a flat chocolate cake. Mm-hmm. And then we put white cream in it, and you have to roll it.
So it's like
it.
A pumpkin roll, but a Christmas one.
Yeah, but a Christmas
think of it
one.
Like a ho-ho, like a Swiss cake roll.
Yes.
With jelly
so
in it.
So hard
is
to roll.
But not like the gas station cheap version.
Thanks, Bill. Bill says, thank you for elevating the advent calendar this year. I thought it was great last year, but this year is so cool.
Oh, thank you. We took a lot of time.
And we took a lot of your notes.
Patty and Brent took a lot of
Ashley
time.
Ashley helped too, for sure.
Yeah. And Ashley. Because we
were late to the game last year.
We were. One, we were just trying to honestly be a little cost conscious too and look at flavors that we had on the shelf because we like to use everything up.
Yeah.
And then it was like, oh, they really should be Christmassy.
Yeah, I was like, that was a big bummer. So we did it different this year.
Because it might be people's only exposure to our coffee too. So we want it to be like the best coffees.
But then the only bummer is if you find a flavor that you like, it really is just in the advent calendar.
That's true.
I know.
So like, I know we had like a little bit of extra eggnog and we're like, oh, we can put eggnog out, but we're just like,
we
didn't
have
time.
We are slammed. We are slammed.
That's the fun of being a small family business. We can pivot and do stuff sometimes, but also sometimes we're just too busy.
When
so
like we have all the holiday goings on, which is wonderful, but then we have like a huge Qatar order, a Guam order.
Yeah, and our stores overseas.
A lot of people at once. And coffee is skyrocketed. It is so expensive right now. Yeah. It's the highest it's been since like 87, I think.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's not good. And we I shouldn't say, but we have not bought ahead like we should.
Okay.
Because it was so high and you thought it can't go higher. And then it went 50 cents higher.
Famous last words. It can't go higher. Yeah.
So we're hopeful.
Well, yeah. Next year we can put eggnog on the schedule because yes. We did get a lot of requests for that.
And Mary Mocha is like a lot of people are really trying Mary Mocha too. What's, Cinnamon Holiday used to be, you know, I'd pull that 5-6 times as much as Mary Mocha. And yes.
Mary Mocha. What I like about it is when I drink it, it like, you know how you have a mint and it kind of leaves your mouth with that cool? I'm like, it's kind of like I had my after coffee mint with my coffee and it's delicious. And
which
when we're out there,
disgusting.
It sounds gross, but it's delicious. And when we're packing the boxes,
this
it
is
smells
really
so
good.
Good.
So what is this? Oh,
that
the
is the
like
Yule Log Delight.
I didn't know we got more of our little cups.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we sure
little
did.
Babies? We got a lot of them?
We did. Actually, we've got to order more. We already went through the 20 cases that we bought. And they're big boxes.
Well, that's
we just
like,
ordered
why are
from
we
somewhere different.
For
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
We're out of the baby. Have our
I love Dixie some cups. People have the little baby cups morning, with Deborah. Little baby lids.
Yeah.
Which there's no reason to have a lid, but it's just so
the baby
cute.
Lids
oh, you
are
almost
adorable.
Missed us. I'm sorry, Patty.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I hope we can figure the VIP group out again. Facebook's just changing the restrictions.
Yeah. It's so fun. Okay. So this one is Christmas toffee.
Christmas toffee. Mm-hmm. I love toffee. It's one of my favorite things.
Me too. And it smells so good. I like making that toffee with the crackers, with the saltine crackers.
Love eating it.
Yes.
I don't love making it.
You know what? Maybe I'll make some of that for our book club next week. And I'll make that and I'll make a soup because we're doing
I know.
A
I'm
soup
tempted to make
cook.
Just something. I
think
I don't
I'm just
going
to make like a drink, like a non-alcoholic that you can add alcohol to.
Yeah,
well, that's a
I
good
like
idea.
That.
I
maybe
like
I'll
that.
Make a loaf of sourdough,
too. Do you have a
too.
Carafe I can pour it in,
oh,
though?
My gosh. I have to make my project. I totally forgot.
Oh, it's Wednesday.
I have to make my project. If,
it's a week away?
It's next week.
I have a week to make
you
it?
You have a week, yeah. So for book club, our personal book club this year, someone had the bright idea
the
that...
Most
our
kindergarten
exchange,
art person that's not crafty.
Right. That
at
our
all.
Gift exchange has to be a handmade something. And when she
I
suggested that,
holders.
I said, are you serious?
I bought pot holder thing. If it in a backup, someone's getting pot holders.
She's going to do that loom with the stretchy nylon fabric that as soon as you're done, it buckles up and you can never use it again.
We use those pot holders all the time. We had really good pot holders. Maybe you made them wrong.
I guess I'm looking forward to your homemade pot holders.
I'll throw a gift card in the middle of them and call it good.
I know. I might have to pivot what I was doing.
You're so crafty, though. Were you was it too much of a craft?
I just messed something up and now I don't think I can undo it.
Oh.
We are going to show
so
you.
I just have to start over.
It'll be, in 2 weeks, we're going to show you what we got and maybe what we made. We'll take pictures of
everybody's
stuff.
What I plan to make isn't for everyone. Is what I'm going to say.
I'm so curious what that could be.
Like, I could see Janelle like drop kicking it.
Is it going to be a spider? Because she would definitely drop kick a spider.
I don't know if it's going to turn out how.
I'm so curious.
But I don't even know if I can do that because I don't have all the materials and I don't know that. I'm running out of time. I really have to get on this.
My gift is done. However, I spent over $100 making this. And
on your $30 gift.
And I had just refinished my kitchen table. My son and I did it. And there's this cool kit you can buy. It's called like Critique. And you can actually make it look like wood grain. It looked really cool. Ruined the finish because this stuff soaked through and ruined my table. And my husband was like, great. I'm like, I guess we're going to refinish it again.
Yes.
Yeah.
See Daisy.
Yeah.
But well, if it comes between making a craft, a good craft or present, or making my cookies,
I will take your cookies. And
maybe I'll just make a big tin of my cookies.
But that's a handmade thing, right? So you could
it
do
would
that.
Be handmade.
Yeah. And I haven't had any yet this year, and you know I don't share those. That's why I don't lose weight at Christmas. We were just saying, okay, we're on our feet 7 days a week.
7 days a week.
Yesterday,
like crazy
I had
person.
18 over 18,000 steps, okay? I said, how come I don't lose weight at Christmas? And it's because of the cookies. I know this now.
I get a measly, like, 8,000 steps because I don't leave a 6-foot area.
She moves in between two computers
the
entire time.
My knee always hurts really bad from just going back and forth and back and forth.
Do a squat when you do it. Like, just.
Yeah. I am going to say, though, my husband was very sweet. Yes. And on the bottom of my feet, he put the CBD cream. It's like a miracle. Mm-hmm. So wherever I put it, like this, I put it on the sides of my ankles because those hurt yesterday. Yeah. Today I put it on the front of my ankles because that hurt. Pain gone. Mm-hmm. I put it on my tippy toes because they hurt. I don't know.
From wearing real shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, and those look like really good warehouse shoes, by the way.
No, these are actually feel really good compared to like switching your shoes up every day, I think.
Yeah. So do they actually slip on or do you have to put
them on? No, they're like super easy. Like,
oh.
You just.
And I'll be careful about taking your shoes off on the live. Okay. We've had weird comments.
Please come to New Mexico. I'm from Guam, and I miss the coffee.
Oh. You have I love our Guam stores.
We have 5 stores in Guam, actually, all owned by the same owner. And he's been a longtime owner, too.
Yeah, he has. So,
yeah. Okay. Maybe if someone wants to open a franchise.
In New Mexico.
As far as I know, we've never had one in New Mexico. We've had them in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
In Texas. We have several in Texas, but never in New Mexico. So
no.
Okay, so these are really good coffees. This is a great way to start off the advent calendar for sure. Yeah.
Yes.
This is wonderful.
Okay, and I already forgot what the third one is. Let me peek. Okay. Santa's cookies is the third one we're gonna try.
Santa's cookies.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, if you want to cheat, that's exactly how you do it. Just like that.
Nice and easy.
Nice and easy. I'll try that one.
So Santa's cookies. Okay. I've got changed my bandage when I go back out there. Whatever these Welly's bandages you said, they stick so good. This is like my third. I think I put this on Saturday. Yeah. I can't even get it off.
That's what they stick so well. It's kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. They do fray at the
edges. They bend really nice. Well, I did give it a haircut yesterday.
Mm. Instead of just changing it, just give it a haircut.
You literally trimmed your bandage?
I did because it was, it needs a haircut.
We're going to help you change your bandage when we're done.
Well, I was going to bring a bandage here so I could just change it quick. So.
What is Santa's cookies?
The actual flavor?
Yeah.
I don't remember now, but it really tastes like amaretto.
It smells like amaretto.
Yeah.
Why was Santa's cookies amaretto?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I couldn't tell you. Maybe we were going for like those Italian wedding cookies or something, or like an amaretto cookie. I don't know.
Like those, I mean, they do taste like confused. Those white, fluffy ones, mm-hmm. those white whatever ones.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. I don't know.
But if I were drinking this, I would expect like vanilla or frosting or, you know what I mean?
I would agree. It doesn't like remind me of what maybe I was going for. So
maybe we put the list in the order and the lids aren't matching.
You know, honestly, it's all a blur.
It's good.
But I would agree that I don't think that the flavor matches what. Drinking. So
Christmas
sorry guys.
Cookies.
Yeah, sorry guys.
If you find another one later on that more resonates with Christmas cookies and perhaps is an amaretto or liqueur.
Super possible.
Yeah.
Let us know.
I like how we just look at what it is.
Come on.
Enjoy.
Santa is jolly all the time, Bill says.
Oh, there you go. We know why now.
We figured it out.
Ho, ho. Just my liquor filled cookies.
That would be our tech company trying to call me now.
Oh, yeah.
We are good, sir.
Can you take over my computer? I don't care. I'm not there.
Yeah. They're like, your computer's not on, and it won't be.
As long as you don't need my help.
So how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
Good. What did I do? I had 22 people. I made 2 turkeys, and I managed to have barely any leftovers because I sent everybody home with so much food it wasn't even fitting. Like, I don't want any of this in my fridge.
No kidding.
Yeah, our turkey was almost gone. Mm. But we had, I don't know, like 14. It was just family. It was nice.
Yeah.
It is. I miss Julius and Joanne, my in-laws.
Yeah.
They are in Florida. They used to stay through Christmas. But it's just too, I mean, it's too cold and slipping and it's not good.
Yeah.
Deborah says she bought the 12 days of Christmas for my best friend and she was super excited. Oh, that's so sweet.
That's nice.
Okay. I'm going to say that 3 and 4 got switched.
Okay. Because what's 4?
4 tastes like Christmas cookies.
But what was 3? What was 4 supposed to be?
Oh, cherry
4
Christmas.
4 is supposed to be cherry. A very cherry Christmas.
Oh, that makes love.
Oh, yeah.
However, I know I brewed them right. Like, I'm pretty sure I brewed them right. Like, I'm like
95%. No, it is. Sure. I'm 100% because I brewed after you. I brewed my cup of coffee after it said Cherry Christmas. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, that makes sense. Three and fours are switched. Whoops. Oopsie daisy.
You know, it's delicious. It tastes like a cookie.
Bill says my whole house smelled like cherry this morning. It was awesome.
Oh, nice.
So maybe his was right. Maybe I did brew them wrong. Yeah.
You just wrote the wrong name.
You just never know.
That would make a lot more sense.
You never know. Yeah.
Oh, it could be the cups.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
That would make sense. You probably wrote on the cups wrong.
That's true.
We're going to go with that.
Again.
That's a much easier thing to overcome than all the boxes we sent out are wrong.
If you got a K-Cup one and the flavors are wrong,
I wonder how people are liking. So I bought it for my dad. They're interesting. I don't know how many states they have, but I know Wisconsin was one of them. And and there's a company and they do
states.
Advent calendars, is it even Advent or is it just?
Yeah, I think it's Advent because it was a giant, giant box. Remember how big it was?
Yeah. Well, I bought the 12 days and then it was just stuff specific to that. Mm-hmm. And then we're in the Michigan box.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's pretty fun.
I think we sent like 1,500 Michigan cherry samplers to them.
If Bill saying his whole house smelled like cherry this morning and it's day four, I'm thinking,
it's me. I'm the problem.
No, but
it's me.
Four was a the very cherry.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Yes. So I probably did switch the cups.
Yes, I think so.
At least we all picked up that like something wasn't right.
Here's our some special Christmas cookies.
Did you guys get anything fun on Black Friday? That you could talk about?
Oh, I bought myself on Macy's the UGG fur comforter.
Oh, nice. Oh,
yeah. Like, I really wanted one for a long time. And, like...
Oh, the comforter or the blanket? The comforter.
I bought the comforter, but it also has the fur, like, faux fur pillowcases, which I don't think I'd like. I think it's going to be too hot. Yeah. But, like, I don't have, like, I have queen-size ones, but not king. So, I need one that, like, fits my whole bed because I'm a blanket hog.
We don't share blankets.
Yeah, we probably shouldn't because I look over at my husband and he'll have like a blanket on just like this apart much of his leg. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I hope he's not freezing.
I got like 2 years ago, maybe one of those, but it was a Sam's Club one, but it looks just like the UGG one. And I love it.
I loved my UGG blanket. I actually left it in a hotel room.
Oh,
you know,
bummer.
I never got my black sweater back from the car either.
That's a bummer.
I lose stuff. I can't find my yellow muslin blanket either.
Oh, I love that one.
I love that one. Yeah. I feel like someone snatched it.
I did not.
In my house.
I think that's probably a likely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have it in Florida?
Usually I travel. I mean, it's my travel blanket. I love it.
One year.
You traveled a lot.
At first you had the white one and I bought the white one. And then we traveled together and be like, I think this one's but they're identical blankets. So we couldn't tell which one was which. I'm like, I think the one with the Cheeto stain is mine.
I got Cheetos this morning. Like, okay. You can have that one.
My kids keep trying to eat Cheetos or Doritos in the morning, which are not.
In the morning? Oh, then their teeth are going to be.
I won't let them do it.
So I don't eat Doritos. I don't like the smell of them. It was like a thing from my childhood where like
I smelled
it weird. I like the Cool Ranch ones.
The new ones are so weird. Have you seen it's pickle?
No. Pickle Doritos?
And the blue Doritos or something that's mashed together. Ugh. People in my house loved them. I thought it was the most disgusting thing. And I even like pickles, but it was pickly. I'll say
super pickly. Doritos and... So long.
Yeah, they're not my choice. I'm not a Doritos fan.
Only blue ones, though, not the red ones.
But I will go to Taco Bell and get the Cool Ranch Taco.
Yes, I do like
those are good. Or do they still have Cool Ranch, or do they just have the Doritos Locos? Is it just the one?
I don't know.
They used to have the two flavors.
Yeah. They have the decade posters in their windows. I don't know what that means.
Well, because they said that they went back to like the 90s box. And I'm like, you didn't go back to the 90s prices because I used to be able to feed my whole family for $7 at Taco Bell.
It is insane. Right?
You did not go back to that.
I will say I've been loving the $4 McDonald's breakfast, though. $4. Sausage McMuffin, hash brown, and
Told you a gazillion, bazillion, gazillion times, if you use the app, I barely ever pay for stuff at McDonald's because I just get rewards.
But McDonald's breakfast is cheaper, even on the app. Mm-hmm. So I do the double rewards on the breakfast because it's cheaper as that combo. And then I use those rewards to pay for lunch.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. I'm telling you. And so Lori's really like anti-app, right? And I'm always
not,
like...
No, I'm in line. I'm not going to sit there and I do my app and then it doesn't load because it never loads quick in line.
Yeah, no.
I mean, there's rarely a line when I go ever.
And the one that I go to, there's always a super long line, but I am like 4 minutes from it. Maybe not even
that
much.
I go to the other side of the highway, to the bad side of town.
Yeah. No.
Because it is so much cheaper. Everything's cheaper.
Yeah. But all the breakfast meals are the same anywhere.
No, it was $5 on Owen Road.
All I'm saying is that yesterday.
It's $2
more. I just did it like last week. Mine's exactly the same.
I just bought hash browns yesterday because my sandwich was free. So,
but
and
I just
it's like
did
free
Saturday morning. It was $5.
So then they have like the only breakfast rewards or deals. It's like buy one breakfast sandwich, get one free. Yeah. I don't need two breakfast sandwiches.
I mean, I'd eat your free one.
Yeah, but then you don't get the pop and the hash brown.
Yeah, that's true.
Then you got to try to pay for those. And then
yeah,
it's more expensive.
That's true. Yeah. And that is the catch of it, right? Like sometimes if you're just getting breakfast
and that
sandwiches.
McDonald's Coke. I mean.
Yeah. Oh, McDonald's
can't
Coke.
Can't beat that.
McDonald's Coke is the best. Absolutely.
I love it. So Sunday we were here working. Yeah. And that's why I said, okay, well, when we're working on the weekend, like because we just have this little canteen with pop and snacks and stuff. Yeah. I'm like, the snack is wide open. Patty was all about it. She's like, that's why I work. For free snacks.
That's the only reason I'm here is for free snacks. I had a bag of cheddar sour cream chips, a Butterfinger, and a Mountain Dew before you would finish saying that sentence.
I didn't dip into it at all that day, but I do. I'm like, if I'm here on the weekend, I'm taking
I'm taking a candy bar or a pop or whatever.
Yeah.
It is funny.
Yeah. No.
It's the least. Well, because I used to buy snacks for us. I'm like, well, we already have snacks here. Yeah. So,
and they're good snacks too.
Might as well just eat them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then we've got to get our gifts for our Secret Santas here because we do Secret Santa here.
I know. Some of mine came in the mail last night, so I just have to go get the snacky
I need
stuff.
Too. Mine came.
And my bags.
But when the person who has mine gets their gifts, they're going to know it's me, like hands down. And when they ask me, I think I'm just going to tell them, yeah, I'm your Secret Santa and see if they believe me.
And then have no pressure.
If you're going to guess, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to tell you I'm your Secret Santa and
the boys
enjoy.
Always come ask me.
Yes,
every
they
year
do.
They come ask.
Yes.
And I tell them yes every time. I tell all of them yes. They're like, are you my Secret Santa? Yes.
Yes.
We've got a lot of people playing this year, so it should be interesting
to
see.
Yeah, it's going to be.
I'm slacking. I think we had, normally I'm like 16? Monday morning.
Did we have like 16 people?
I don't know.
That's like half the people.
Yeah. We're not a big office, but that is a lot of people participating. Yeah.
That's fun.
I like it. I like when people participate.
No, I joined an online one and then it said make a little wish list. So I made a little wish list and then they messaged me and said, oh, it has to be doll related because it's a doll site. And I'm like, yeah, thanks. You can take me out.
Like what? Like I want a doll dress or something?
Comb? I don't even know what. Yeah. I don't need doll stuff.
Yeah. And then like what happens if your person flakes out and you just like don't get your gift?
Well, everybody, I guess, so it was pretty cool. You just made an Amazon wish list. They did Elster. So they sent you the thing with their list. And then you just send them something in the mail. Okay. And then I don't know how advanced they are. Like, because I would do like a Google thing or do you know what I mean a Zoom and see everybody opening their gifts or whatever and then guess, but I don't know what they're gonna do. I dropped out
because like
you mess up the whole thing probably because you dropped out.
No, because they haven't drawn names yet.
Okay,
it was before they drew names.
Okay,
I was thinking like is somebody not gonna get
no,
a
the seventh they're everybody's going
everybody's wish list.
She must have, I don't know, wild. But I was like, I mean, to me it's like I don't, it just seemed really weird. Yeah. And it's not like the what doll stuff's on Amazon. Like, I don't want to – I mean, I'm just going to say there are some people, like, there's pictures on there, like, we're going to wherever and I'm taking my doll.
Yeah. My sister
– adults.
To each their own.
My sister has a thrift store.
If that's what they like, I just – that seems like
– I was like, my 7-year-old takes her doll everywhere.
So. Right.
Yeah, I saw that
Which
in the pictures.
Which is fine.
Cute.
Yeah. So she – they went to a Christmas tea, and she's like, can I take my doll? Sure.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know. I was like, oh, I should have a little thing in the car for so she can put it on the table and the doll could sit on the table.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You said you had one of those.
Because she sat there with us. I held the doll so she didn't tip over while we got her.
Oh, yeah. I had to hold that doll.
And then I smushed her face in the food.
You did. I was just fell appalled.
she looked at me and then we just both started laughing.
Oh my gosh.
You have a great week too, Patty.
So, we should get back to work. I think we're enjoying not working for a minute. Much.
Like sitting down feels really nice.
Yeah.
And then when you get up, it's like, oh, am I 70?
90. I'm 90.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. But thanks for your orders. We're loving filling them. We're loving your notes. We appreciate it very much.
And we will see you next week.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.